This hour of the Tom Abraham Show, on location on the rooftop at Rippey's across from Bridgestone Arena, is brought to you by Beacon Financial Group. For more, go to BeaconFinancialGroupLLC.com. Now, back out to the big dog.
Welcome back, Tom Abraham Show. You know, Beacon Financial Group, Pete Benson, huge hockey fan. He was actually born and raised in Canada. I moved down here, absolutely loves it here, will never go back, but he is a Canadian by birth, and he's a big Montreal Canadiens fan. And in fact, he owes me a couple of drinks over at Maggiano's, and we're going to have to cash in on that after the Bruins beat his Montreal Canadiens in the first round of the playoffs. Charlie, I figured it out, by the way. The players, as more, just as you said that about Ryan Kesler, Ryan Kesler came by. Bielsma came by. A couple of the other guys were coming through here. And they're staying at the hotel down by the Renaissance, and they're walking down the street. I mean, where else can you get that kind of atmosphere? They're walking right down Fifth from the hotel into the arena. So that's pretty cool. Apparently, Charlie doesn't think it's pretty cool. All right. Joining me now is Tom Callahan at Charlie's Screening Calls. Tom Callahan, of course, with the radio, the Predators Radio Network. And, Kelly, it kind of changes for you now because you're getting more and more of these, you know, TV-only games. And then, you know, that Pete, the nerve of him. He just kicks you right out of the booth. And go downstairs, Kelly. I'm going to do this game. No, I know that, you know, whenever it's radio-only, those guys take over the booth. But this is the atmosphere here. It's unbelievable. I mean, it's really tremendous.
It's fantastic. You know, it's so funny. When we were in the first round, yeah, there's that air of expectancy. And then you get past the first round. And all of a sudden, it just doubled out of nowhere. It's like, okay, well, now we're here. We might as well just keep winning. You know, it's kind of like Major League. Let's win the whole thing. I mean, it just, you know, you really got that sense that all of a sudden everything just, wow, we're one of eight teams left. And now that you just feel what the playoffs is all about, the intensity, you know, the fans going crazy, the atmosphere outside the arena, and then just once the puck drops, it's the best hockey you're going
to
see.
And it becomes harder and harder to get in the building.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for all of us, right? Whether you're media or a fan or anybody else, it gets harder and harder to get in the building. Obviously, the restaurants are loving it down here. The honky-tonks are all full. Here at Rippey's, it's just been packed. It's been like this all afternoon. We started at 3 o'clock going up to 7:30. And you just get that sense of everything that is going on. And I felt the impact because the van, the radio station van, which we normally park about maybe 30 or 40 yards from here just down the street, I have to keep moving the van. Every round, the van's got to go further and further. It's out almost to Fifth now, or Demumbrian and Fifth now is where it's at. So I think that if we get all the way to the Stanley Cup, I might as well just leave it at the station and walk down.
Yeah, it'd probably be a little shorter for you. You better park it in East Nashville and see what happens.
In East Nashville and see what goes on there. All right, well, you know, it becomes cliche now, biggest game in the history of the Predators. Every game now is the biggest game in the history of the Predators.
Right.
This one, obviously, here, a huge game. Game four is always that kind of a game. And I remember in the last round, because Anaheim had the home ice, saying that I thought whoever won game four would win the series. Well, Anaheim won game four here and then lost the series, lost those two games. So I'm not going there this time. However, I wouldn't like going to Vancouver down 3-1. I don't like those odds. So this is about as much pressure-packed game as you could possibly have for the Predators to extend this thing.
It really is. But, you know, on the other hand, Barry Trotz, he does all these little things where he plants these nuggets in the mind of people, and he'll say something like, you know, well, we were down 2-1 in the last series,
yeah,
and we came back to win that one. And so the Predators got past Anaheim. And, you know, of course, against the Canucks, it's a tough opponent. It's a different opponent, but you know what? At this point, heading back to Vancouver, tied up at 2, is exactly what the Preds team wants to accomplish, and they've got a tough order in front of them.
No, it is going to be tough, and goals have been a premium in this deal as well. And, you know, some of the guys have got to step up a little bit, in my opinion. I don't usually tip. I played a little bit of college hockey. I know the game. I know how difficult it is, and I don't like to call guys out much. But on the other hand, it's time for some guys to pick up. Shane O'Brien's a -3 in the plus-minus. You know, the Shea Rubbers and the Ryan Suters are +5, +6. You know, that's a 9-goal difference. That's too much for Shane O'Brien to be there in that position. Hornquist, come on now. Got to get involved in this thing a little bit. You know, Sergei Kustitsyn, come on now. Let's go get involved in this thing a little bit. The Canucks are talking about the Sedins and when they're going to get involved. You know, we're looking for Horny and Kostitsyn to get on the sheet here.
Well, that whole line centered by Mike Fisher, those guys have 0 goals so far in the postseason. And that's a big deal. It's, you know, it's not that Nashville hasn't been a score-by-committee team and rolled the four lines all season, because we have. We definitely have. But your bigger names, Marty Erat's another one you could throw out there. Yeah. These are the guys you want to see them get going, get those names on the score sheet, and make an impact. And, you know, to that end, I was actually on the radio up in Canada earlier today. I was talking to Phil Esposito, and we were talking about the rebounds. Luongo's giving out rebounds, but it seems like a lot of times the Preds, when they are able to get to the front of the net, and the Canucks have done a nice job limiting that, but when they get there, they're kind of blowing past him because they're in so tight on Luongo. If he boots it out 3 or 4 feet, you're not going to get to that puck. And so maybe that's something that, you know, Nashville might have to reconsider, expanding that radius of looking for the rebounds. But really, that's what it's about. If they can get in front, get to those second and third chances. They haven't done a great job of that in the series yet.
And he will kick you the puck, though. That's the thing that's been driving me nuts, because I've seen the same thing, and I'm screaming, where is somebody to pick up this rebound? And he is kicking out some long rebounds, and it's side to side. Now, he also, I think he has obviously has a sense of, okay, there's nobody there, so I'm going to kick this one over to the side. But it is, you know, it is something that they haven't been able to do. Now, the story, I mean, look at it. In the story in round one, it was Jordan Tutu, you know, in that line, and when Spalding and Smith, and what those guys did. Now we're talking about the leading scorer, Joel Ward, and he's like tying guys. He's tied J.P. Dumont and David Legwin. No, he's tied David Legwin and Paul Kariya for the most points ever in a playoff season, you know, for the Predators. Joel Ward. Now, we love Joel, but he's grinder by definition. That's where, you know, you got to have that top line show up a little bit.
Yeah, you really do. And really those top two lines. And with Steve Sullivan out, he was a guy that could kind of float up and down the lineup. Yeah. You've got Colin Wilson coming in tonight. Now, maybe he's an X factor because Colin...
It's going to be Colin Wilson.
Yes, it will be Colin Wilson. We confirmed that this morning. So, but when Colin's on his game, he's young, he's strong, he can win some battles. He scored 17 goals in a regular season.
And he's got to be irritated.
Oh, I hope so.
He better be irritated because he's been sitting for a while, and hopefully he'll be highly motivated.
Yes, I hope so. But he can be a guy who can chip in and contribute and really make a difference in this hockey game here tonight. And the other thing, of course, is when you do have those other lines going, it does take a little bit of pressure off the other guys. But, hey, let's face it, we're at game four now. They need to show up. They need to put some pucks in the net.
I'm telling you, too, I don't say this just as a fan. Every time I see Blake Jeffrion on the ice, it seems like he's doing something positive. And I'm looking for more Boomer. You know, I'm at this point in time now where, you know what, I know he's young, I know all of this, but there's certain it factor, he seems to be a guy, and he's not even on the sheet yet with a goal, but he's only getting 5-6 minutes a game. He just seems to be a guy, given some ice time, that is going to do something special, you know, and a guy who will raise that game and make that play. And I just hope with Sully out, that maybe there's a way that we see a little bit more of Boomer out there.
I don't know if there is, simply because he is still a rookie, and I think they fear the rookie breakdown or the rookie mistake just a little
rookie.
Bit. So, yeah. He is a 23-year-old rookie, and I know it's a little different, but it's, you know, still going through that first playoff experience. I feel like he's handled himself well. I think Jonathan Blum's handled himself well as a rookie out there on the blue line for the Preds. You know, they've done a good job. And as a matter of fact, you talked about the Sedin twins. No points until Daniel got on with an assist the other night in the series. Henrik, goalless. Until Kessler scored, they had no goals from their centers, did Vancouver, all playoffs. So the fact that Kessler's going is something to worry about. But offensively for the Preds, they know the Canucks have been shutting them off pretty well. They've been cutting them off from getting into the zone. But again, that forecheck, they've got to be aggressive. We like to call it playing Predator hockey.
And let's just say it for our friends from Canada, the penalty was holding the stick. That's what it should have been. It was chicken wing that's holding the stick. That's not a hook, okay? That's a terrible, terrible call in overtime. You can't make that call in overtime. All right, we'll come back to Tommy. I appreciate you, man. Great job.
Absolutely.
And we'll be listening tonight.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Tom.
Tom Callahan there from the Preds Radio Network.